Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech Mac, the weekend show from the Bagel Tech Network that discusses all things Apple, and there's absolutely sod all this week, again. Joining me, I've got the original panel, again. Here we go. He's got it all wrong. Dr. Holiday Mac was not away this week. He's actually here. Jolly good. Don McAllister is joining us from Liverpool.
Hello, Ewan.
Getting ready for the Liverpool tweet-up we're talking about.
Yeah, that's coming up in September. Yeah, we've got some esteemed guests coming across all the way from Australia and coming from the US and
Switzerland.
Shropshire, hopefully, and Birmingham and wherever, you know. How about the Philippines? I don't know if Kyle can come across from the Philippines. It might be a bit of a stretch.
When is it?
What's the date?
It's I should really know the date, shouldn't I? It's September the something. Hang on, I shall have a quick look.
September the 6 weeks from now.
Yeah, something like that. Where's it gone?
It
starts on Friday the 16th of September and finishes on Saturday the 17th of September. So, but the main night is the Saturday night, the 17th.
Is it 2 days? Is there an exhibition?
No, well, people tend to turn up the day before and then they can go and have a wander about and see what's going on. Or some people come on Saturday morning and just spend the day sort of floating around, visiting various... there's lots to see in Liverpool now. It's there's quite a lot going on.
I was
going to
say, you don't need a whole day for Liverpool, surely?
You do now, actually, yeah. I was down at the waterfront last weekend. There's a new museum of Liverpool just opened. It's fantastic.
Because after they've stolen the wheels off your car, you've got to walk. You've got to walk, that's why. Next to him, Carl Swagger from the Philippines. Hello, mate.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Busy Apple week for you or not?
No.
New Mac Mini? New Mac Mini? No.
I'm still waiting on that. I should be here Monday because they had to ship it, remember, with the keyboard and the mouse. And now that they're replacing the mouse with the magic pad or whatever that
is. We'll have to wait and see. I don't know about that. We'll have a chat about it. Below him, Dr. Holiday Mac. How you doing, mate?
All right. Yes, obviously, I decided that my brain was on holiday today.
So. Not on holiday. So you are on holiday next week.
I am on holiday next week, yes, but my brain took today off so far, so...
Good man. Re-engage it, please, for the purposes of this, and thank you ever so much. Please pass on our grateful thanks to Freeman Christie, who gave me some severe help this week. I am indebted severely for them. We'll do a show from their offices. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
The new ones, when they're finished.
Yes. And then finally... Go on, sorry, mate.
I was going to say this, but rather than coming and doing the show, I just had to fit one... network cable this morning, and it turned out that I had to drill through 5 foot of lintel to fit it, which I wasn't expecting.
Oh dear. And last but by no means least, from Shropshire, Ironbridge, the men of men, the cameraman of last week's show. You are a god, apparently. Will Green.
Hello.
How's Shropshire?
It's very well. Don, I'd love to have gone to that, but my wife, the due date.
What the hell's going on, Greeny?
It sounds like the introduction to British Mac.
Will is R2-D2.
He's cocked it all.
Cameras moved and everything.
It's a good job you swore there. Well, that was because we've got Metal Mickey, not Metal Mickey. What's his name off EBGB Buck? Buck Rogers.
Tweaky.
Yeah.
Will, you sound like Tweaky off Buck Rogers, mate.
Hold on.
You've got some audio issues, mate. He's chewed through something else. I'm glad I'm recording this. This is a quality effect. Cylons.
You know, Will, you could have a pop hit with that. Come on, sing us something.
Oh, there's the beat. That was it.
There it is. That was it right there.
It's auto-tunes, says the chat room. As heard on Mac Break. What have you got, Will?
Is it? Can you hear me again?
Yeah, we got you back now.
Yeah.
A bit quiet, but not bad.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, just a bit quiet, that's all.
Can you hear me, Ewan?
Yes, I've got you, Will.
Do you want me to turn it up?
No, a little bit, maybe.
Is that better?
Yeah, that'll do fine.
Kind of slick, wasn't it?
So Watson's in the house then.
is, well, he won't be for too long if he keeps all that sort of behaviour. That was a good example of the that magnetic thing. What do they call it? MagSafe. MagSafe kicking into action, because he grabbed hold of the power cable and ran with it, you see, but it popped off.
It did something else, definitely, because wait till you hear it back, the audio's gone.
Pulled the firewire cable at the same time to my audio device.
So your missus is going to drop that weekend?
God willing and a fair wind, yes.
Excellent. So beer will be drunk. We'll get a text from you midway through the tweet up and we'll all just go huzzah and that'll be it. We'll all be ratted.
Yeah. I tweeted the last bird, so I'll do the same with this one.
Good man. The week in Apple, pretty grim, pretty slim. iCloud pricing was announced. There's a spy shot of the iPhone 5, which actually, unfortunately, looks rather credible. So I might be talking out my arse when it comes to the February thing. There's a report that Magic Mouse stocks are dwindling and not being replaced. So could there be a new bit of hardware due in September? Perhaps, or they're just going to get rid of it entirely and focus on the trackpad, because why would you want it if you've got Lion? And Apple TV had an update this week and you got Vimeo. Ooh.
Did you see about that, though? In America, they didn't just get Vimeo. They got, you're able to purchase TV series and they were streamed from the cloud. And so I read about it. I thought, oh, brilliant. So I updated it and I was waiting for it to get this new service, and it said, what's new? Vimeo. I think, that's it.
I've got to say, I thought that we could get TV shows anyway. I'm a bit lost with that one.
No, well, we can. You can get them still on your iTunes, but you can't actually get them on the Apple TV since when the new Apple TV 2 came out. Because at the same time as it came out in the States, they did a deal with the networks and they actually brought out 99p TV shows and stuff like that.
That's right.
But we didn't get them. And I just thought, it's just a couple of weeks until they get the deal sorted out. But it was only when I went to do the update this week that I remembered, oh yeah, we still can't get TV shows here either, can we?
Yeah.
So that's a bit of a shame.
No.
I thought it was an indication of the way that they're thinking, though. Because when they brought the original Apple TV, the second one out, without any hard drive, oh, this is a bit lame, isn't it? But obviously their thinking is that soon you'll be able to buy, as well as rent, films and TV shows, and they'll be streamed from the cloud. It's all part of this iCloud master plan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the whole process is about streaming, yeah.
Yeah, the American ones, what they've got is they can actually see their past purchases on the Apple TV now, and they can actually sort of stream them from from their new Apple TV, which is quite a nice feature.
Well, we had iCloud pricing as well this week, but one of the things that's kind of associated-ish with that is the iTunes replay feature. So now anything that you've downloaded, you'll be able to download again. Mm-hmm. So before, if you purchased a movie, you didn't automatically get it, you'd end up paying for it again. Well, they're saying now that you'll be able to get it back again if you've purchased it. So past purchases are coming back to us, which is a good thing.
Not for music, though, yet. Over here, is it? America, they've got the music, but not us.
Well, that's the Match thing as well, though, isn't it?
Mm.
You can get your music again now, I thought. Tell me I'm wrong, but I thought you could get your music.
No, I don't.
Aye, aye.
Aye, aye.
You can get the music anyway, I thought, again, if you've got it.
You can download
previous purchases. Yeah,
yeah. But we're not getting the Match thing whereby they'll scan your library and make all that available on the cloud for you. So that's not going to happen straight away.
Oh, so you can get your... So I can get music that I've already purchased, can I?
Mm. Yeah, you can on your iDevice.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, if you go to iTunes and type in something you've already purchased, it should remember it and it should let you have it again if it's music. But you couldn't do it with films.
Oh, I see.
But you can, or you will be able to, allegedly. But, I mean, again, it's not said when, and it's not said if it's coming to us. It's just said it's part of the iCloud features. So there you go.
I would assume that's in September.
One would have hoped.
I would think.
But
I also think we're going to have another update with Apple TV in September, too. Everybody is wanted. We're getting so many things looking like iOS, you know, 5 now, or iOS devices. I really look for an update coming in September that's going to give us apps, finally, on the Apple TV.
I mean, what's the... Because I haven't got Lion yet. I haven't stuck it on. I'm going to have a play on the wife's computer, and she's getting upset because she doesn't want it on there. But she's having it whether she likes it or not. I'll do it when she's not around. What's happened to Front Row in Lion?
Oh, yeah, it's disappeared.
It's gone entirely.
Back seat.
So is there now no front end, as bad as it was, is there now no front end for watching movies, music, etc. with Lion?
No. Not unless you use QuickTime Player. That's all you have. There's no front end. There's no sort of cinema, sort of, you know, what do they call it? Sit-back display to connect your Apple to your to large screen TV and then watch movies using this you know, this big display. It's all been taken away. And I think that's because even though the Mac Mini now has still got the, you know, the HDMI port, they really don't want you to use it as a home media center. You know, they want you to use the Apple TV as a media center.
Mm.
Unless you use my previous pick, of course.
Plex.
Plex.
It and makes your Plex look great.
As it was pointed out to me on Twitter, you can still purchase the Apple remote with the Mac Mini.
With the, yep, you can. Still works.
Mm. Yes.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't really like the... front row sucked, period. It sucked for a long time, and it really... We need an overhaul with Apple TV, honestly. I mean, we keep getting a woohoo Vimeo this week. When I heard about the update coming up, I thought, maybe we'll finally get something that actually looks attractive. And it still looks the same old, same old. I really look for something to happen in September with this whole launch of cloud and everything else. And to get apps on the Apple TV would then make a Mac Mini kind of home media center starting to become pointless. Because you need to get things like Boxy or Xbox Media Center or even Plex, which is based off the same code. They pretty much do the same thing. So I think if you could get that market, then there would be no point for it anymore, at least on an Apple device.
You're still going to need to run a Mac to host the content, though, for Apple TV to access it, aren't you?
True.
Unless you've got a NAS device. Does it access NAS devices? I think it does.
Well, yes, it should be able to. If it's because it logs into your iTunes account and your Apple ID, surely it's got to have the smarts to be able to check your iCloud account and see what you've got and make it available to you.
Well, that would be the next step, wouldn't it? Most definitely. I mean, I've watched a lot of movies this week because the wife's been away, and streaming down through the movies list, I've got a lot of movies on the server. Going down through them in the interface is painful. No, not that kind of bloody film. What's your mind like?
You forgot the password to that.
Wife's away, film equals porn. That's the algorithm.
And popcorn.
He's got a point, you've got to be honest.
Popcorn, yeah. And porn.
That's right.
Yeah.
No need, he's got the internet for that. You don't need to have a film on a server. Too much incriminating evidence, isn't there?
I always wonder who buys dirty magazines these days.
Connoisseurs.
Well, no, why? I agree with Will. Why?
There's no point, is there? I've got a collection of pornography. No,
do you do it for the articles?
What?
Articles and reviews.
No, vintage pornography. They're from the 60s.
No, I know what you were talking about. I was talking about the other thing. But go on. So tell us about your vintage porn, mate.
Well, no, it was in an antique shop, and you could buy the whole box for a tenner. So I bought it, thinking, aye. This will be good. But it's pretty tame, to be honest. You get the occasional flash of nipple, but that's about your lot.
Aye. Is that the same as chin-chin?
What you're saying is the only tit that day was the one that bought it.
You wait. This could be worth a fortune. It's got the Marilyn Monroe one in there. And also, you know, one of the Playboys or something. And also a James Bond feature from Goldfinger.
We've got suggestions in the chat room for new shows: Bagel Tech Perv and British Pervert, which I think is far better.
This is not perverted. This is art. Art it is.
He's a true collector.
You know, with Lion, when you open an application and it goes back to where it was before.
What on earth has that got to do with vintage porn?
Keep going. Keep going.
Yeah. Go on, Andrew. Follow down to this one. It occurred to me how many people are getting caught out with Safari with the auto reboot up to where it was before. It's like, quit Safari. I'll just open Safari. You have been watching ching ching ting ting ting. Like, oh yeah, I remember that.
So what? Sorry, explain to me, because I haven't got Line at the moment, so I need to know this before I get install it.
Quit in Line anymore. They when you press quit, what it they does just is it deep saves freeze. The state of the app. it saves the state of the application it down. So when you open Safari again, every window that was open and in whatever state that window was is reopened when you open Safari again. So if you have to quit Safari in a hurry, when you open it, it'll obviously...
As one does when one's working in commercial environments, Andrew.
Absolutely, yes.
Drilling cables.
Yes.
Oh, you're looking rather hot, Dr. Happy Mac.
I'm still waiting for that to happen.
A person who I won't name was delivering a training session at Apple, and this guy came in allegedly. So somebody told me that and he said, "Look, I want to put all my photos onto my Mac." So I said, "This person said, okay, I'll help you with that." So we dragged the photos folder onto iPhoto, and off it goes. And I don't know if it's changed now, but at that point, during the import process, it flashes up the photo.
It still does.
Had a magnificent collection of erotic and erotica. And it was this great big, I don't know if it was 27 inch. It was a great big display, and they were flash, flash, flash. And he was going, "I don't know where that's come from. Nothing to do with me. I don't know
what." Now, come on, what was his name? It's a true story. You can't sue.
I honestly don't know his name. It was in Devon.
To bring this back on track for the few remaining Mac listeners that we still have on the show, there is a workaround, and the reason I know the workaround is I researched it for next week's show because I included it as part of some of the hints and tips. But what you need to do, and it's not just for Safari, it might be if you've got numbers and you've got like financial information that you don't want to reappear when you reopen numbers.
That's
when you
right,
close down an application, hold down the Alt key.
Of.
And then press Q, and it says quit and discard Windows.
Say that again. What's the tip here, Don? What's the co-strokes?
It's just when you go to quit, just hold down the Alt or Option key, and then quit turns into quit and discard Windows. So you click on that, and then all your windows disappear, and then when you reopen the app, they don't come back up again.
And that's purely, of course, for protecting your financial information.
It's any app.
Yes, no, it's oriented for financial information.
So like not for bigjugs.com. No, that's the requirement. Or you might have sensitive information in pages that you don't want to be redisplayed again. So
top tip, mate. That's my cool thingy right there.
There you go. So like just with when Safari introduced private browsing and everyone said then you switch the browser into porn mode. So there's quit and porn quit.
I think that's a title. Porn quit. So Magic Mouse disappearing. Allegedly, stocks have been dwindling, and they're suggesting that Apple are going to either... Well, the suggestion in the stories is that Apple are actually going to chuck the mouse completely. They're not going to make a mouse anymore. Is that a good thing, a bad thing? Because there's a lot of people don't like the mouse, but they do like using a mouse with OS X. So what's the background on this one? Is it going to go? Is it going to stay?
I think... I honestly think that with this, there's a lot of people that don't like the Mac mouse. I was one actually from the beginning that I just didn't like it. You know, Steve said it has to be this way, and I don't like the way Steve wanted it. So I went and got another one. I think that's what Apple's seen. A lot of people have just changed their mouse. They don't use that mouse. I eventually got used to it because I like the looks of it with the computer. Let's face it, you know, it looks complete. But I think ultimately in the end, everything is leading towards the trackpad. And, I can see them making that move because we can always go out and get a USB mouse if we want one, if we want that experience. It's there now. So I don't think it's really that big a deal ultimately in the end. It's just also, they just want you to spend more though on the trackpad. It'd be nice if it was bundled though.
So, I mean, I love my mouse. Absolutely addicted to the use of a mouse. Don't get on with the trackpad at all. It gives me pains in the wrist. So I love this thing. This is my lifeblood. And I love the double swipe thing for going backwards and forwards in my porn pages. So, I mean, I can't believe I'm alone because the chat room is saying it hates it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the mouse, to be honest, and I use the pen tablet now because I just can't get on with the... it just seems to... The Apple mouse, the Magic Mouse, it just seems too draggy. It just seems to really... You know, it's not a smooth, flowing mouse. When I did use a mouse, I used one of the Logitech Revolutions, I think it was, and that was fine. But I can't see them actually dropping it completely in favor of the trackpad. Perhaps it's time for a redesign. It's been out for a while now, hasn't it? And now that... I think initially when it came out, you know, the touch was just really like... a gesture. It was just, you know, just they started to introduce the touch things. But now gestures are so important in line, I think they need to revamp the touch aspects of the mouse. So we might see a redesigned mouse, but I don't think they can afford to drop it, really.
Well, they've never actually developed the touch frequency on it, have they? They've always gone for just the basic simple two-finger gestures. And if you wanted to do more with like three and four-finger gestures, you could get it, but you had to get the third-party app. I can't remember the name of it, that went in preferences.
It was never sensitive enough, and also the size, it was a little bit too small to actually do all these multi-finger gestures.
Well, the next question I thought as well, because I mean, that's the only criticism I ever had of it, is it just doesn't fit in my hand nicely. It's way too small for my big pork sausages. I would think that what would be nice would be a bigger, flatter mouse, but still have a mouse so that you could still control with the hand and allow multi-finger gestures to the full degree and mimic a trackpad. I mean, the big question is going to be, are they going to let it slide, or are they going to come out with, I mean, one of the questions that Russ raised today on Twitter was, you know, if it's slightly bigger, will they call it the magic rat? I mean, what do we think? They're going to let it slide, or they're going to get something new?
I'm with you, and I love my Magic Mouse. It's just brilliant. It's the only decent mouse Apple have ever made in their history. And when they finally got it right after 20 odd years, I thought they got it really right.
Things terrible.
Boogie on, Will. You've got the bad audio back again, mate.
I don't know. He's practicing for the Britney Spears tour.
Cylon. Cylon Green. Didn't he do he's in the charts at the minute, isn't he? Cylon Green.
Hello. What's that?
They're much better. Now you're on the MacBook. That's probably the MacBook mic, isn't it?
Well, it says here on.
Oh, no, it's gone back. Cylon again. So go on, Andrew.
It says here on Pulse of Mac that they're reversing their opinion. They're saying actually the mouse isn't going anywhere. In fact, it's just must be a change of supplier or something, because Apple have changed the part number and they're just spinning out of old part numbers, and then they'll be back the same mouse with a different part number.
That's a shame, because I was looking forward to a new one.
Once again, Don was right.
And once again, Ewan was talking out of his ass, as always. There we go. Is there any other news worth talking about?
Is it anybody think it's weird that Apple bought iPod.com?
No. Why wouldn't they?
Well, let's think about this.
How much did they pay for it?
When's the last time you bought? I don't know what they paid for it, honestly. When's the last time you bought an iPod?
I bought the first Touch when it came out.
Okay, so that was
4 years ago.
Yeah,
4 or 5 years.
It's about the last time I bought one too. It was about 3 years ago, actually.
Was it just to control the brand though?
It maybe it's going to be like a museum of iPods. I just don't know many people that are going that way anymore. I never looked as the iPod Touch even as really as an iPod. It's just an iPhone without the phone. And I don't know. I just thought it was a bit odd. It was not something I actually seen them. I guess, yeah, fine, buy it. But I don't feel it's a brand anymore. People, it's all about the phone or the iPad or these kind of things. And I don't know anybody buying iPods anymore. Well, there's people like me that want to hack it and put Rockbox on it because they love FLAC and have all the music on.
Point from Inamac Geek in the chat room saying, we've all got one, Kyle. It's our phones and iPads. Then yes, we agree with that. You know, those are the now iPods. No one's got a strictly branded iPod. But I think they would have bought it just to control the mark. I mean, can you imagine that site being in the hands of someone else? Oh, I
want some ice cream.
Chocolate waffles, please.
Please.
Ewan?
Yes, you're back.
It's okay.
Yeah, it sounds perfect now, dude. Right. Those dulcet tones are back. No idea where it came from, but it's gone.
The chat room is obviously putting in my place, so...
Well, I'll tell you where it's come from.
I got it right.
Blaming Black Labrador over there. He's fallen asleep now. That's where it's come from.
He turned your voice Cylon.
He turned my voice Cylon, and now he's gone to sleep. His work is done.
iCloud Steve's pricing.
Puts it perfect.
Everyone's going to get 5 gig. And then 20 gig, it's going to cost you £18, is it, or something like that? And £70 or something a year for a month for... I can't remember the pricing now. I should have looked this story up, shouldn't I? iPad pricing, what do we think? I can't think of anything to talk about. This is not fair.
I don't know about the whole iCloud thing, because they brought a new developer site out as well. It's all under NDA as usual, but you can see a really nice logon page if you go across there. It looks like an ID tag. But I don't know. I think there's still lots to learn more about iCloud. I think they're sort of keeping it very much close to the chest. So when it does get announced in February, it should be quite interesting. The thing I noticed, though, about the iCloud website, because there's some more pages now about iCloud, they just don't talk about the Mac on them at all. It's all about the iPhone and the iPad. Mm-hmm. So they still are keeping very much their plans for how iCloud is going to interact with Mac applications very secret at the moment.
Well, it's all about the mobile world, isn't it? That's the thing.
It is, but don't forget they've demoted the Mac down to the same as an iPad or an iPod. Sorry, an iPad or an iPhone. So, we're still going to need to... the whole idea with iCloud and moving documents between your mobile devices, eventually you do want it to end up on your Mac desktop as well. You know, you want it to be on all three devices. So how is it going to get there? How is it going to look when it gets there? How are applications going to be configured so that they integrate with iCloud? The other shoe has yet to drop, I think.
Well, every user is going to get 5 gig straight away. If you're an iOS user, you've got 5 gig automatically. If you want another 10 gig per year, it's only going to be £14. 20 gig is going to be £28. And for £70, you can have 50 gig of storage. Is anyone going to buy any extra storage for iCloud?
No, I'm not going to buy extra storage. I'm just going to keep it on my storage. 50 gig is not enough, personally, for me. It's not enough.
It depends what you keep in there, I suppose. I mean, I've got a Dropbox account, which is a 50 gig Dropbox account, and I think I've only got up to like 40 or 50% on Dropbox, and I keep all my documentation, which is the main thing that I want to share between devices across on Dropbox. So I could probably get away with 50 gig.
But would you pay £70 for it?
It depends how useful it was. It depends how much integrated it is to... I mean, if it's fully integrated into the iPhone and your iPad, which, you know, from what we've seen publicly, it is... and then also integrated into my Mac as well, so it's completely seamless. Well, yeah, that's going to be of great benefit to me. So I wouldn't be paying for the storage. I'd be paying for the convenience of having the iCloud infrastructure and, you know, the seamless movement of data across all my different devices.
You've got full iWork integration with that, and it saves all your versions up to the cloud as well, so you can access all your versions from other computers. Mm-hmm. That's when it's got a that's what it would take for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise,
I wouldn't use it just... I might still use it, but I wouldn't... I don't consider it as a similar thing to Dropbox, where Dropbox is just an area of storage that you can get from, you know, from a vendor that you can control yourself. You can put your own stuff on there. I very much see iCloud as being different from Dropbox. I see it being, yes, storage, because that's what you need, but also this, really deep integration with all my applications and my devices. So that's where the benefit will come to me, really.
Yeah, I mean, Jane's saying in Australia they've matched the prices for the US, whereas we're paying a little bit more. Points in the chat room, they don't charge for what you buy from Apple or any of the photo streams. They won't be in that 50 gig, and they won't count against your storage, in inverted commas. Hi, up. Hello, Will.
It's not me. He's asleep. He didn't even sound like that when he's awake.
Question from Matt Bitt. So if I dump 34 gig of photos into iCloud to share with friends and family, that doesn't come off your allowance? According to what Matt Getz is saying, no.
What I want to know, as a Mobile Me user, and I've had a Mobile Me account now for years and years and years, is it when it comes out and you say, oh yeah, okay, I want to move across to this new service, is your Mobile Me membership cancelled? Because that's what they seem to suggest.
Well, Mobile Meal has been cancelled now. It's gone.
No, I mean, what I mean is, I moved my Mobile Me to iCloud in whenever it is, October or something.
Yeah.
Do I at that point lose my iDisk and everything else, even though the service is continuing to next August?
No, you get 5 gig of space automatically.
No, what I'm saying is, will I lose my iWeb stuff, all of the extra stuff that's being dropped with...
So you're asking if the files will physically migrate?
No.
Mm.
No.
Hang on, what are you asking then, Will? Sorry, man.
Don, do you know what I'm asking?
Well, yeah, I mean, iDisk and iWeb are going to just, well, not iWeb is the application, but the, you know, all the web storage stuff and the iDisk, yeah, I think that's going to disappear. Whether or not they will give you a migration option to move it across into iCloud, I don't know. That's still to be defined. I'm still not sure what they're doing with the Apple IDs, because that's a bit of a mess at the minute, because I'm not sure. I mean, they must offer a migration path for existing MobileMe users to move their MobileMe credentials across to iCloud. You know, I really don't want to set up a completely separate set of Apple IDs just for iCloud. No. So I think there's still the migration piece is still yet to be fully fleshed out and made public. But yeah, you're going to lose your iDisk and you're going to lose your hosted files. Well, so you'll need to make
even though good. Even though the service is continuing until August and your membership has been extended.
It'll carry on until then. Yeah, it'll carry
on. Hang on though, because don't forget your iDisk is stored on your Mac.
So sometimes, not always.
I thought your iDisk was you had a partition on your Mac
You can synchronize it, but that's an option you have to do. Yeah, when you access iDisk from your Mac, you're basically just seeing the cloud version of iDisk. But you can there's a checkbox that you can synchronize iDisk back to your local device, so you have a physical copy of it.
From a viewpoint of people that was me talking. Wow. From a viewpoint of people that have got a .Mac account, which I still have, all of my iTunes stuff is .Mac. My developer account is registered as .Mac. Everything that I've got that I've purchased from Apple via Mac App Store and an iTunes Store is Mac is my .Mac account. If I'm got to lose that, what's going to happen to all my past purchases and that kind of stuff if I can't migrate that over? I mean, it's a big issue. It's you're talking thousands of pounds worth of things. Yeah, I'd expect back.
You know, anything you've purchased, you're not going to lose. That's going to come across. But it's how they manage it and how seamlessly they can manage it. I think that's the question at the minute. And if there are bits that they're going to skip over, such as iDisk or your hosted files, if you've published an iWeb account to .Mac, you know. What are you going to have to do with that? Now, I will be doing some tutorials about, you know, using different services, but still, you know, I think they need to, and I think I have put people on notice. Really, I sort of give everyone 12 months to sort themselves out. So, I would probably in the next 6 months think about moving stuff away from any Apple hosted services.
I love how confident Don McAllister is that Apple aren't going to completely shag at my life for a short period of time, because I don't have that same kind of faith, but.
Now, when there's money involved, I think you're fairly safe. But it's the other aspects of, you know, it's the data. You know, is it your own personal responsibility to pull that data down and put it somewhere else, or do you expect Apple to do that for you as well?
Well, you're saying about I've known about it for a year. I've known I'm going to get shagged for a year, but I haven't got a solution. I know they keep saying there will be a solution, but there's nothing in the past year. There's nothing for me to do to prepare for this. There's no kind of like, you know, start, make sure your iDisk is now backed up on your hard drive. And then what we'll do is when we transfer you to iCloud, you know, we'll know that that's your iDisk and we'll just take that iDisk and we'll transfer it into the 5 gig of storage that we're going to do automatically.
I can only imagine they're still working out the nuts and bolts of how they would, you know, because you're talking millions and millions of people to do this too. So they've got to understand how they're going to do it and then publicize and then give you plenty of notice. I mean, they have given us plenty of notice in the past when they've messed about with MobileMe services. You know, when they changed all the CalDev stuff, that was... they gave us 3 or 4 months notice before they made any changes, and actually did give you, you know, instructions on what to do. So yeah, I suppose I'm confident that they'll tell us what to do, but the time isn't right at the moment.
But they've already taken away my Me services. I can't log into me.com anymore. That's all gone. No.
Yes, you can.
It tells me I've got to migrate my account.
Really?
Here we go. Sign in with my Apple ID. This is good radio, isn't it?
Fantastic.
Ewan is signing in with his Apple ID.
Yes.
It's a big long password.
His password is password.
I love the checkbox that says keep me signed in for 2 weeks. Yeah, there you go. I'm not in. I've got to go back to authenticate, and it says you need to transfer this across to MobileMe, and when you click the thing, it says you can't do it yet.
Okay, well, Mr. Rankin, signing would you on mind with my screenshot for us so we can actually have proof?
Yeah, no, I've just signed in. Okay, it's telling me, do I want to use Mail, iChat, and iCal with your Don? Well, with my .me account, I say not now. But I'm in. Okay, I can see my mail and all my usual stuff.
See what faith brings you, Ewan.
It is. That's because I'm an unbeliever. there's a
Did you use the your Apple ID at me.com or at mac.com?
At mac.com.
Try it with dot right, me. At me.com. See if that makes any difference.
Okay.
We should like to have some elevator music right now. Can you put that in on the mix later?
Girl from Ipanema, that's what you need.
I like this. Come on, live okay. Troubleshooting.
Break out the
right, I'm in, but I'm only into my mail account. That's it.
Yeah, but if you click on the mail thing, then all the other buttons will appear.
Yeah, if you click on the mail icon up in the top left-hand corner. You get a little pop-up with all your usual stuff.
There you go. I'm just a***er, obviously. Sorry. I'm glad I don't profess to be a geek.
There you go. I'd be worried for a minute there. What? Yeah. I didn't clear them to close that down.
Right.
My original question though wasn't anything. Well, it was, but what it was is so I'm a MobileMe user, okay? So when the new iCloud is released and I change my account to that, will I lose access to my existing iDisk, for example, or will that continue alongside with the new iCloud until they abandon it?
But that's the point. Year? Nobody knows.
We don't know. We don't know.
That's the question. That's what they're right. You don't know. Fair enough.
Yeah, that's the point. They've given us a year, according to Don there, but what they've actually not said is how to prepare for this migration. You haven't been told to pack a bag yet.
What they've said is when you sign up for the new thing, the old thing will stop working. So I'm thinking, well, I won't sign up for the new thing because if the old thing stops working, I might as well hang on to the old thing until it does stop working next year.
Yeah, there'll be an overlap. So there'll be a migration point and there'll be some instructions on how to shift stuff across. Or, I mean, it might be that you might want to take it across to iCloud. You might be so annoyed with Apple that you say, right, stuff it. I'm going to take my data to Dropbox or somewhere. So, you know, download all your iDisk stuff and move it across to Dropbox. The main thing is, I mean, actual files aren't that big a deal. I think the main thing that people need to be careful of is that if they've got web stuff hosted on the .Mac web services, you know, that you will need to do something to move them to other services, probably.
But you can't put files and folders on the new mobile, what do you call it, iCloud thing, can you? It's not like iDisk. You can't use it as a Dropbox.
No, there will be storage. So I don't know. We still need to wait and see a bit, to be honest. It's still a bit of a grey area.
I did look into that, and apparently there's going to be no... you can't put files and folders like you traditionally can with iDisk on there in the new incarnation. It's purely for music, movies, and photos, and that's it. It's not for files. You can't put your Pages documents up there or anything like that.
Well, they're talking about iWork integration with iCloud, though, aren't they?
Well, that's going to be the iWork thing, aren't they? You know, that...
iWork data.
Yeah, whatever it's called, they've been banging on about for years. But it's not the same as iDisk. You can't just, okay, I'm going to whack up a number spreadsheet.
Do you mean it's not going to look like a great big hard disk in the sky, basically? It's going to be slightly different. It's going to be integrated with all your applications, etc.
The piss-taking is relentless already. Don, can you give Ewan the link back to the show in 2008 when you covered this? Ewan's only discovered electricity a few months ago. Thanks, mate. Do your kids give you this much trouble, Don? Bastards.
So I've gone and I logged into my mobile me as well at the same time, just in case it had all gone ranny. But it turned out that it hadn't, obviously. And I've clicked on my calendar and it popped up this window and it says, keep a copy of your calendars on this computer for faster performance. And it's like two buttons, don't keep copy and keep local copy. And it's like, I thought my iCal was my local copy.
No, they changed that. Right. The server copy is your master copy now.
Ooh.
Don't trust them.
Back in April, I think it was.
I've got to say, I've given up with my .Mac account for anything kind of syncing. I've done all the contacts into Google. I've done all my calendars through Google now. I couldn't give a stuff. Caldev's what I love.
Scion, mate, that's what you want. Scion 5MX.
So that worked with iCloud, did it? That's iCloud compatible.
Doesn't have to. 2AA batteries. It's there forever. Never goes away. Beautiful.
Oh, have we got any cool thingies? Business has no news. Don?
Okay. Yeah, let me show you this. Seeing this is a video show, and people are, most people don't see this. This arrived for me recently.
Oh, this is the music-y thing.
The Alesis, or is it Alesis? How do you pronounce it?
Alesis.
Alesis. It's the I.O. dock for the iPad. So basically what it is, if you look on the back, there's a whole load of pro inputs and outputs. So MIDI, there's specific mic inputs, XLR inputs, phantom power. You've got headphone jacks. And basically your iPad just slots into this. And that's it. It becomes a full sort of music studio. And it only arrived a week or so ago, and I haven't really had a chance to play with it, but it really looks a bit. So it'll work with basically any music application that you can get on your iPad, and it just gives you all the inputs and outputs that you would need to do music projects on your iPad.
Is this a review unit, or did you pay for this?
I paid for this. I think it was about 120 quid.
200 quid, wasn't it?
Yeah, about 110, is it? 120, right. Something like that. It's got FireWire, really USB connections as well, MIDI out. So you can connect keyboards up to it and everything.
Based on the fact we've got Will Green on the show, you are aware of the dangers of picking things as your cool thingies when you've not actually had a chance to use them much.
No, it is cool, though. I mean, just to look at it.
Hey, let's go. Okay. If you cool thing in it only for the looks, then fair enough. We'll let you have it.
But let me slide my iPad in.
We could just see, like, Will coming back with Plex app and a bag, coming back in a week's time and saying it's a bag of crap.
There we go.
Couldn't get it to work.
Cancel that. There we go. So there it is with the iPad in. Oh, I've got a game on at the minute, so never mind. Let's get rid of that.
Good job it wasn't the porn site then.
Yeah. You quickly turned it away from the screen. Did you see that?
Phew.
I've got my hardware lock on as well, so it's in portrait mode. But you can see it looks really nice with the iPad in, and it's a little portable device. It's tilted up towards you. I think it's very cool. So I think it does, it is actually a cool thingy.
It works. All right. We'll expect a full review next week then.
All right.
I haven't seen the orientation change on the iPad. He's just swinging that around, yeah.
No, he's got the lock on. He's
here. I've got the. There we go. I've unlocked it now, so I'll pop it back in. There we go.
That's really good. Does it come with software as well, Don? Is there
like a software? No, it just. I mean, basically any software that you can buy that has MIDI enabled or is meant to be for music, like GarageBand, stuff like that, it should just automatically work.
I was just about to say GarageBand.
Yeah, there's no specific. Software for it. So if you have a synth app or something, you can take the output from the MIDI and stuff, and it seems to do what it says on the tin.
It's the new Porta Studio.
It is basically, yeah, very much so.
It's a Fostex 4-track,
and there's a little insert. So it was originally designed when the iPad 1 was out. There's a little thing that goes in and converts it into an iPad 2. As well. So
now that's a real good thing, because most of the time I've got an iPad 1, which don't take the piss out of me because other people did last night. I've become hardened to it. And you could do with like little inserts. You could get stuff for one and then an insert for two would be really good in most of the stuff that's out there. It's a pain in the butt.
And the insert for the iPad 2 is great. It makes it fit perfectly. So, and it's very easy to put in as well. So it's good.
Someone picked last night the EPC Bluetooth keyboard. And said that works with Androids, but it's actually 10.1, so it fits with the iPad as well, which is quite nice. That was quite good. Carl, your cool thing.
It's a free one this week, just for you, and for me too, just to be disappointed. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about a file retriever from FTP server and these kind of things, and I thought it was free, and I spent $7 on it, I think, or whatever. This week, I found a free one. Lovely. It's called Remote File Viewer. It's an iPhone, iPad app, absolutely free. You can connect to other people's iPhones with this, FTP server, your PC, your Mac, even your network attached storage. And it does have a little annoying ads, I have to say, on the thing. But it does the job. And what I love about it is you can stream from this thing too. So if you've got music files, AirPlay. Video Ooh. Files. Yeah, it's pretty much. It's like AirPlay. And it does really, really well. And you can't beat it for free. Like I said, these little ads here at the bottom, I don't know if you can see that or not, they get a bit annoying. But if you're looking for something that's going to do the job and it's free, and if I would have known this 2 weeks ago, I wouldn't have spent $7.
Oh, bad luck. Talking about AirPlay, has anyone got Sky Go?
Sky Go!
No one's got that and played with it yet. Okay, it's fine then. Because I tried to use it on AirPlay the other day to the TV, to the Mac Mini rather, and it streamed the audio, but it wouldn't stream the video. So I don't know why.
It's not available in the Philippines.
Sorry. All right, there you go. Andrew, what have you got for us, mate?
I've got to. Are we allowed to do services to do with Mac things?
Anything you like, mate.
Excellent. Well, it's a bit of a company plug. I don't. Although I fix Macs and things, I don't tend to do iPhones and iPod touches because they're so fiddly. And you can't really charge people what it takes in terms of time and effort to do it. So I have been punting some of my customers towards this company that does specialize in fixing things like the screen on your iPhone if it's gone kaplop or the thing. And they're called iPhone Angels. And they've been brilliant in the service department. It seems to work really well. You send them the iPhone, and pretty much everyone that I've said, look, use these people, next day it's back fixed. So, you know, you send it special delivery, it arrives with them that next morning, and they send it out the same day, done. And I've spoken to them, and their customer service seems to be pretty unfailingly spot on.
Backhander. It's definite.
No, it sounds a bit. Anyway, so iPhoneAngels.com, I've been very impressed, mostly because the customer service seems really lovely.
Yeah,
it's not just like a couple of guys in the shed going, give us your iPhone, we'll fix it at some point. It's like, yeah, you know, you speak to them, they answer the phone, they notice you, they email you back, they send it off exactly when they say they would. So, yeah, I think that's a good one.
Excellent. Good pick. Will, what have you got for us, mate?
Well, to be honest, I'm going to struggle to beat Kyle's FTP application for interest levels.
Yay.
Anyway, moving on. Sorry, Kyle, it was interesting. Nothing like a bit of FTP.
I only picked it because I finally found a free one, so I felt stupid 2 weeks ago.
Right, where was I? Yes, British Library Historical Collection is my choice. The application is free, but you get a limited access to the books. I should step back a bit and say what it is. It's the 19th century, all of their 19th century books are good, I think about 30,000 of them at the moment, and are scanning more. They're all scanned, everything, front cover, blank pages, everything. And you can you search within it. And if you want to have full access to the 30,000 or something, it costs £1.99 a month. And it's great if you're into a bit of history. And I was looking at sort of original sort of Jack the Ripper commentary from the time in a book form, and, you know, camping in 1860 or cycling. It's a really interesting sort of delve into the antiquities, the literature antiquities that the British Library hold.
Excellent. Have you got some screenshots here? You did.
Yeah, I can show you. So the nice thing about it is that they download to your device or stream to your device pretty much instantaneously. If you want to store local copies, you can do of up to, I think, about 20 in something called a book list. So I have put one in here. So I'll go to the one I was talking about, the Jack the Ripper. Two More Horrible Murders in the East End. So I'll click on that and read the book. And can you see that?
Yep.
Is that looking good? And yep. As you can see, they've scanned in all of the original pages. And there's whole books. I mean, this is just this guy. I don't know what he was thinking at the time. But he decided to write songs about Jack the Ripper at the time of the murders. And yeah, they're pretty gruesome songs. Do you want to join a little bit of one?
Oh, they've got the song on. They've got audio.
No, this guy from 18, you know, at the time, decided he'd take the newspaper clippings, put them together, and publish songs that you could sing to. He gives you the tune to sing along to. So I'll read you a bit of it. That's good, isn't it? You can't really see me. While mystery these crimes still enshrouds, we must ask Professor Baldwin to go up in his balloon and see if he can find him in the clouds. This is Jack the Ripper he's after. Yeah. I'll chop off his toes, then his ears, and then his nose. I'll make him such a proper drop of broth. His hat and coat I'll stew and flavour it with glue, black beetles, mottled soap, and boil the lot. I've got a good sized funnel. I'll stick it in his guzzle and make Humbug eat the boiling pot. So I don't think this guy went anywhere with this.
No, it's not top 20 stuff, is it?
No. No, I don't think it was very catchy, but it was very interesting.
Definitely avant-garde. Definitely avant-garde.
But it gives you the tunes to sing along. But unfortunately, that was, if you know the song My Village Home, that was the tune to sing it to. Horrible mutilation in the East End. Horrible mutilation in the East End.
Turn me on, dead man.
Say again.
So when you read it backwards, does it say "Turn me on, dead man"? It's a Beatles reference.
Can we move on yet or not? Jack the Ripper. Alexia was happy when we were talking about porn. I mean, it's
yeah, it's got a bit glum now, hasn't it?
It has. Thanks, Will. I'll rip him open and boil his eggs. My pick is a with stars, no name. Doc, Brando HK, cost me £10. Include a bit more postage. There was only about, I think it was another £3 for postage. It took over a week to get here, so it's not quick from China, but it comes with a cable, etc. And you can plug in SATA drives, 3.5, 2.5, that kind of stuff. There we go. And it's not the fact that you've got these, because these things are available everywhere, but it's the fact that it was a tenner. There you go. And it works superbly, absolutely brilliant. With stars, brando.hk.com. There you go, £8. Our sponsors are uk2.net. They are the people that keep us afloat. They've changed their logo now. They look absolutely super gorgeous in this yellowy orange thing. Looks very, very nice. And we need you to support them, please, because they support us. We've got a great relationship now with them that's going on wonderfully. They're helping us with some new stuff. There's hopefully going to be a competition next month, and the click-through that you've got will take you to the competition page. You'll have a specific landing page on the UK2 website for Bagel Tech listeners. Kyle round the corner. Perfect, mate. The thing to do is go to our homepage, scroll down to the bottom, click on the Bagel Tech is powered by UK2.net logo that you'll see there. And when you do, you'll land with a tracking link on their page, and they will take you through anything that you want from their services. If you buy anything, when you go to the checkout, type in Bagel Tech and you'll get 15% off the price. And people are still forgetting to type in the actual link. You'll get 15% off if you just type the word Bagel Tech in the coupon code. Please, please do it. UK2.net, we need you to support them because they support us. Even if you just want to sign into your account, please use the click through from our website. They're wonderful. Thank you very much. And the other thing is Screencasts, not Screencasts Online. That's a different person entirely. That's you, Don.
We're giving away that free.
We're giving Screencasts Online, yet. Yes, it's free of charge. You can have the entire website, all of the back catalogue for nothing.
www.piratebay.com.
Wirecast are sponsoring us again this month. We've got a free copy of Wirecast to give away, $500 worth of software. The competition is objective and simple. You will be able to tell yourself if you have one. All you've got to do is go to an Apple store, or to Fry's Electronics, or to Curry's, or Dixon's, or PC World, or anything like that, and get as many Bagel Tech homepages or logos up on the screen as you can, and then take a picture of yourself bagel rolling the place. And whoever has the most screens illuminated, that can include phones and it can include iPads and that kind of stuff, whoever's got the most screens illuminated with the Bagel Tech logo will win a free copy of Wirecast. Dead simple.
Well, I got about a dozen Macs here, so I reckon.
Yeah, you'll start us off with 6, mate. There you go. It's got to be a public place, though, unfortunately, which your studio is not.
This is a public place.
This is why you're not allowed to smoke there.
Yeah.
Oh, good man.
You could open up an internet cafe, Will.
And also as well, if you're a Bagel Tech listener, then go and see Screencasts Online. Use the click through from our website again and type in the offer code Bagel Tech, and you get 50% off your joining membership with Don's fantastic screen stuff. And it really is worth having. If you've got a Mac, it's a must have. It is an essential. It ought to come with iLife. There you go. That's how essential it is.
I've started my proper Lion coverage this week. So I've just published a 40-minute show all about Lion basics. So that's a must-see if you're a recent Lion. Well, everyone's a recent Lion user, I suppose, but there's lots of stuff in there about how to use Mission Control properly and the full-screen apps and some hints and tips and some fairly obscure and hidden bits that people haven't quite glommed onto yet. So
I fully intend to have that and last week's sat mm-hmm. running beside me when I do the Wise Computer this weekend.
Right.
And it stops working. Inexplicably. Where can we get a hold of you, Don?
You can find me over at screencastonline.com. That's the day job, or my blog over at the maxscreencastguy.com, or you can find me on Twitter as Don McAllister.
Excellent. Carl?
KyleSwiger.com or on Twitter at Kyle Swiger.
Excellent. Dr. Happy Mac?
Yeah, hopefully next week you'll find me on the beach in Cornwall.
Good man.
So, do...
Back in 2 weeks.
Actually, what I'll do is I'll just draw... I won't be able to bagel roll anyone because, A, I can't take photos and do Flickr and things, but I shall draw enormous bagel tech logos in the sand and photograph them.
Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be really cool. Excellent. And Will?
BritishMac.com.
Excellent.
And Twitter is BritishMac as well.
Good man. We'll be back again next week with Bagel Tech Mac as normal. Andy won't be joining us, but we're going to try someone else. And then the following week, Will's away, but it's okay because Andy Anatko is going to be back again with us. So he'll be here in 2 weeks' time for definite. We'll see you then. Have a good weekend. Thanks for listening.